The first night of Hanukkah, November 28th. And we've found a few songs for Hanukkah today from our Hanukkah library. And this is one I don't think we've played before, from Loudon Wainwright III, who admits that he doesn't know too much about the holiday.
Shall I sing you a song about something? Something about which I don't know much, because I'm a third, a numeral, not a word. Singing of Hanukkah might seem fun. Yeah, Irving Berlin wrote White Christmas. God bless America too. Irv had some nerve, he could take a swerve. Pretty good for a short Russian Jew. And it all seems to be about oil, making eight nights a week from just one. Like the fishes and loaves, so on Tuesday let's shrove. No, there's not much new under the sun. Hey, I know Hanukkah is the fun one. You got your dreidels, your latkes, and your song. Unlike Yom Kippur, when you zip up your zipper in atonement for all you done wrong. Yeah. Atone a while. Zip that thing, boy. In my lobby they light the menorah, but folks still got to move their parked cars. Surely God intended restrictions suspended. Last man-made rules are from Mars. Christmas morning, kids open their presents. Loot piled up under a lit tree. But Jewish kids can't peek for their eight nights a week. That seems less fraud and more fun to me. Hey, shall I sing you a song about something? Something about which I don't know. Because I'm a third.
Loudon Wainwright III here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Last week's segments featuring Stuart Urist and Susan Tzu of Quantum Theater in Chimerica, Dr. Karen Daly of the Junior Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Savoyards with It's a Wonderful Life, teen poet Asia Lynn, and singer-songwriter Distelfink, who produced some great original acoustic songs, are all now available at neighborhoodvoices.org. Since you're up early and with us now, I'll tell you a little secret. We're working on a new slbradio.org website. It's going to make it much easier to find and listen to our past archives, with a lot of other features too. We're excited about it coming to fruition, and it will be very, very soon.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
hello to Bonnie, who also knew that we were looking for the word isolate. Where's Bonnie? Well, she's with Jeff up on Observatory Hill. And where are you listening? Well, if it's on the radio, we're broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and WMCK.FM McKeesport.
Big block moving by. Bijou, you are a jewel, and I'm a fool to want you sad. Bijou, you are a treasure, and I will never, never let you go. Madness is the just reward of those who covet riches far beyond the dreams of fools and kings and pharaohs. Still, I face the consequences. I have lost all common sense, and I cannot stand to see a single day close without my gazing on your beauty. I could spend the years in idle pleasure. Bijou, you are a diamond, the rarest find of all my days. Bijou, to think that others see you too is just another reason I am so insane. You know, Bijou, I'm crazy for you. Yeah, you girl, yeah. You know, Bijou, I'm crazy for you. Just reward of those who covet riches far beyond the dreams of fools and kings and pharaohs. Still I'll face the consequences. I have lost all common sense, and I cannot stand to see a single day close without my gazing on your beauty. I could spend the years in idle pleasure. Bijou, you are a diamond, the rarest find of of all my livelong days. Please you to think that others see you too is just another reason I am so insane. You know, Bijou, I'm crazy for you. Yeah, you get it, yeah. You know, Bijou, I'm crazy for you, 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 yeah, you, yeah. You know, Bijou, I'm crazy for you.
Bob Doro at the Saturday Light Brigade. Bijou, I'm crazy for you. Well, the Sound Hound has come by.
Hey, dogs. Come on, dogs. Hey, hey, dogs. Hey, dogs. Come on, dogs. Hey, hey, dogs.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Come on, dogs. Hey, hey, dogs.
Well, the Sound Hound really had a lot Thursday night. He's just, I think he's recovered. But a dog and tryptophan are quite the mix. Easy boy. The Sound Hound is going to give you a chance to see if you can figure out the sound that he brought along with him. The first step is we have to try to see if we can get the sound released from the jaws. I think it's going to be pretty easy this week. Got it already. Thank you, boy. So here's the sound. Can you figure out what this is? It looks like it's a little short. The Sound Hound didn't have much room in his jaws to bring along the sound. He brings it along in a little basket and drops it at our feet once we get it from his mouth. Here it is. 412-200-5975. If you can identify that sound, here it is again. 412-200-5975 to take a guess, or you can call 1-888-752-7234. We'll give the Sound Hound a little drink, and good luck to you with today's Sound Hound. By request, Leo Kottke and Mike Gordon.
Almost couldn't get into this show. To the powder days, the dirt serpent always rides on top. Had big ideas and then I canned them. Pump it up, you don't lose till you drop. I am random. Said a couple things and you can't understand. I'm never gonna land them. I am random. I can't always get a handle. I am random.
And you know, I'm like
making in the world with all my senses. I didn't even need to expand them.
First paragraph of dog.
make it out of this time. If I make it out with you, then I'll make it out alive. I got an idea about a sweet place to go. I'll get the bubble wrap, you grab the snow. Can't understand them. I am random. People cutting deals and I'm never gonna land them. I am random. I can't always get a handle. I am random.
You know what happened? You know what happened was I had gotten rid of files.
With the phone in his hand, but it's been a while since he's seen a real man. Grown up strong on the fat of the land of the free. Sure, I guess he got off to a hell of a start with his grandpa's money and his daddy's heart. But you ought to know privileged is a pretty hard thing to be. You know? With a knife and a tan and an elephant's tail for his Instagram. Growing up brave on the fat of the land of the free. See the twinkle in his eye like a torch in the dark on a quarter-proof stroll through the city park. There's a land which a you purebred's gonna bark. And the theme song goes a little something like a here comes a jumbo, American ass jumbo. Skin white as new corn liquor, hair black as molasses rum, no. Elitist bums go, get yourselves off Capitol Hill, cause we've just about had our fill of y'all playing cook gumbo. When anyone can tell that good old jumbo was only trying to help. Out with one now, Jumbo.
Do 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 do. That's the Punch Brothers. And Jumbo. And you also heard I Am Random from Leo Kottke. And Mike Gordon. The Sound Hound has stumped some people, but not everybody. We'll give you a little bit more of a clue this time. Are you ready? Here it is. Now, it sounds like a lot of things, but there's one particular thing that it is. Jim in Crafted Heights just got it. If you think a bit, I think you'll be able to come up with it. Once you have the right answer, you might think the game's a bit of a boring one. Tom thought it might be starting a wind-up toy, and I think Annie also had that as a guess. Linda thought it sounded cool to tighten lug nuts. Not that. Tommy had a guess of blender. Tommy in Virginia came up with it, and Angie came up with it. She had a slightly different context in mind for the answer, but it's fine. John and Carrick came up with the correct answer. Jim and Blackridge thought it might be an electric pencil sharpener. Not that. And Drew is listening along with his son Otis and daughter Larkin. Drew had the idea of it being a blender. It does sound like a blender. Otis thought it might be a coffee grinder without coffee beans in it. And it's very similar to that. Larkin thought it might be a little Dirt Devil vacuum cleaner. It also sounds like that. But not quite. Mike and Mars came up with the correct answer. Aline just came up with the correct answer, either a coffee bean grinder or the answer that we gave you. John and Addie in East Gear came up with it. Annie out in Eastern Pennsylvania just came up with it. Tommy in Virginia came up with the correct answer. Do you want to hear it one more time? Here it is. It does sound like many of the things that have already been guessed. Jim at Crafton Heights said DeWalt, Makita, or Black & Decker. That might help a little bit. A little bit. It is a drill. In that case, a cordless battery-operated drill. Sound Hound, it might have helped if we had, like, given that torque control at the end, you know, that little tick, 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 tick at the end might have been helpful. Because it does sound like all those other things, including a weed whacker, which is what Charlie just guessed. Okay, that'll be enough. An electric drill is what we were looking for this morning. And Linda came up with it just now. I think I've acknowledged all of the correct answers. Let me just check. Tom and McCandless just got it. I have to be careful that I don't read you all of the sales ads that come into our email. Let me make sure that I haven't missed any correct answers. I think I'm up to date. Indeed, I am. I keep thinking I forgot to do something, though. Oh, yes. Thank you, Soundhound. We appreciate your help. Let him have a little bit of a snack. And thank you if you took a guess. All the guesses were great, and it's fun to use our imagination to figure out what it might be. Did you know that Pittsburgh is, I believe, the only city to have a full performing brass band that has a professional season? James Corley can probably tell me if I'm right about that. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. Did I get that correct? I think Pittsburgh is unique in that regard, is it not?
It is indeed. It's not just unique in the United States either. It's unique in the world to have a fully professional brass band and with its own season.
And you are a tuba player in the band. How long have you been associated with the band?
Well, I'm a tuba player, but I'm not a tuba player in the band. I'm actually the conductor, the musical director.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just assumed you might do double duty, but...
I sometimes do, Larry. If I have a solo to play, in the upcoming concerts, I do have a solo, and I'll be playing a tuba and singing as well, which is unfortunate for the public.
Well, tell me, I've known River City Brass for ages, but for folks that are unfamiliar, can you describe, it sounds like a silly question, what is a brass band? But it is a very special group, and your performances are breathtaking. Can you talk a little bit about what you do?
Sure, Larry. Well, the brass band has 25 brass instruments in it, cornets, horns, trombones, euphoniums, and tubas, and three percussion players. So it makes quite a big sound, and the way the River City Brass plays, you play all kinds of music from jazz, big band, movie music, you name it, we kind of can cover it because we have some great musicians in the band. And River City Brass is celebrating its 40th anniversary season this season, and we're very happy to be back in person on the stage, not socially distanced, and playing to real people and audiences, not just across the internet. So we're having a great time right now. We just finished our November series, and we're about to start our December Christmas Brass-tacular concerts, which are always amazing.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. I know you had a 40th anniversary bash not too long ago, too, and I hope that went well.
Oh, it really did. The band has never sounded so good. I think the pent-up energy of being kind of locked away and not being able to perform for about 18, 19 months, that's coming out now, and it's really sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it has to be tough, especially because I know your players love what they do, and it's just sheer fun. I have a question. I never really thought about it until this morning. A euphonium and a tuba, how do they differ in terms of tone and range?
Well, the first thing to say is that euphonium is a Greek word, normally meaning unemployed.
That translates in the U.S. To accordion or bagpipe.
Indeed. Yeah, that same kind of thing. But actually, we employ four euphonium players, which is more than anybody outside of the U.S. military, which is... So my euphonium players are bucking that trend, so to speak. Well, basically, euphonium is a tenor tuba. So if you think of it's basically the same instrument, but smaller, and therefore can play higher. And actually, I joke about the name, but it's the euphony or euphonous just means a beautiful sound, and it really does have a beautiful sound, that instrument.
Well, it just occurred to me euphoria or euphemism and euphony, they're all from the same root, which would be to beautify, I think.
Yeah, absolutely right, so, yeah.
So what are some of the concerts coming up during the Brasstacular? A lot in December. You're going to be at many locations, right?
Yeah, we usually play at five different locations. We play in the Linton Middle School up at Penn Hills. And then we play at Carson Middle School in the North Hills, Greensburg, the Palace Theatre. And we play at Bethel Park High School and also the Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland. And those are our normal five venues. But at Christmas time, we usually go out to other places. We'll be going out to Midland and playing at the Lincoln Park Center for Performing Arts. So we're pretty busy over the Christmas period and over the holiday period. We're playing at First Night with a smaller group downtown in the Cultural District. So we keep pretty busy at this time of year, which is brilliant.
Well, we would love to have you here sometime. We're expanding our studios, and we actually will have room for all of you if you wish to do that, or a smaller ensemble coming up in the new year. But meantime, if you go to rivercitybrass.org, the whole schedule is there. I didn't mean if you go there. I'm assuming you know the schedule. I meant the folks listening. You know where you're supposed to be, James, at all times.
Mostly I know where I'm supposed to be, Larry. But I think I'll check the schedule as well.
But it is. It's such a busy schedule. It wouldn't surprise me if you do need to check. You've got so many different places that you're going to be, which is wonderful. It makes it really convenient. And if you go to rivercitybrass.org, you can see all the dates, can learn about how you can also perhaps play in the band or take lessons on your instrument.
Well, we do have a school of brass, and we welcome people. Currently, we work mostly with school-age children, but you know, if any adults want to come along and learn an instrument, they're welcome to do so. We meet on Saturday mornings at Penn Hills High School, and that's a great building with great facilities, and the school board's very nice to us to let us use their facilities, and we have about 55 young people from age 5 up until about 15 currently learning. It's free of charge if you live in the Penn Hill School District, and there's a small charge if you live outside of that district, but it's a great program.
Well, it sounds wonderful. I hope folks will continue to follow you or will introduce themselves to River City Brass. Anything else you wanted to mention?
Well, it's just that if people would like to hear us, we're all over the internet, and come and hear us live at a concert. It's a great experience, and you'll have the best time. We've won an award from the Trib newspaper several years running for the best family entertainment, and I think that's really what we our stock in trade is. We like to take the music to the people, and we like to entertain, and that's just what we love to do.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Best wishes for the rest of the holiday weekend, James, and keep in touch. Take care.
Thank you very much, Larry. Thank you.
Again, more information is available at rivercitybrass.com. You're going to meet Natasha Thompson and Jasmine Battle coming up in about 10 minutes, about 5 minutes actually, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, all conveniently listed at slbradio.org/radio.
La, la, la. In Chanukah, let's have the chuch, noch amul. Let's put our cards on the table. Let's call our shul, our shul.
Man, I don't want to go to that shul later. I mean, I'll go to Hader later, later. I mean, all the time you make me go to shul, I'd rather shoot some pool. Now there's a cool feed, daddy. And you make me wear that yarmulke that ain't nothing but a beanie with a button in the back. All the cowboy laughing at me, I ain't gonna do it no more. That's it, I ain't gonna. No, no, they don't want to do that thing. Don't hit me on the head with that thing.
Let's put the chuch back in Chanukah. Let's put the chuch back in Chayim. Let me warn you, Tatara. If you don't, ich will brech him all away.
Man, that lox and bagel scene has got to go. And the band scene, Linda. And all the time you want me to get back to that Becky Lou Rosenberg. Why, she ain't nothing but a chicken flicker. Lemon down, I don't care, for daddy is a farfel king. I don't care, that ain't going. No, no, Linda, don't hit me. No, 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 please don't hit me.
All right, now listen, Tex. Pay attention, no my Skype.
Buzz.
I'm gonna teach you a little babalotion. Pay attention. A pen takes a latke. Underwear's a gotke. A house is a shtetl. The boobies hair a shtetl. A big shot's a buche. A family's a mishpuche. A void is a fingerle. Lots goes with begale. A zisse, ugly is a misse. A ligne is a liar. A mikve, a mechaya. Pence is hoisin. Tui is poison. Now let me hear what you learned, Tatala.
Man, I learned one thing. Not to stand in front of you when you say poison. I never in my whole life got so distressed in the pudding. Oh, you got me talking like you, Zeta. Hope you're satisfied.
Satisfied? Crazy Tatala. Now zusammen, let's see. Let's put the hook back in Chanukah. Let's put the oi back in oiving, please. Let's make the hook in Chanukah. What is all type means for speed.
I chew. Just so tight, Zeta.
That's my boy who said that. A Leben of Dein Kempele.
Stanley Adams and Sid Wain. And welcome to this part of the Saturday Light Brigade. Live here on Thanksgiving weekend, we'll celebrate birthdays together in about a little over 20 minutes from now. Right now, it's pleasure to have Natasha Thompson here with us. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, how are you?
Good. It's really nice to meet you. And before we go any further, let's also bring Jasmine aboard. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, and I'm glad you can join us today as well. The reason, and this is Jasmine Battle, I should say, we have you both here to talk about Lavender Terrace, which opens on December 2nd and runs the 2nd and 3rd at the New Hazlett Theater as part of the community-supported art series. And Natasha, I want to turn to you. Tell me a little bit about yourself before we talk about the production.
Yeah, so my name is Natasha Thompson. I am a director and playwright originally from North Carolina. Came to Pittsburgh to attend Carnegie Mellon University, where I studied directing. And my work just surrounds Black history and figuring out how to use that history as a means or a catalyst for expressing present-day feelings and emotions. Yeah.
I looked at your website last night and really enjoyed looking at the range of work you've been involved in. And you also had a link to an education project.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, the EDU project. So it was is ongoing site-specific work where we were highlighting Black institutions of education in the South. We've done two pieces of that project. We did Latta University last year, which was a university founded by a former slave, Reverend Morgan Latta. So we took that history and his autobiography and composed dance, and actually Jasmine did the music as well, just to bring that history to life. And then the Rosenwald School, we did that in 2019. Just again, taking the history of that schoolhouse that was built, numbers are going to be off.
I can look. I don't want to put you on the
spot. Yeah.
But I really want to encourage you. It's NRTHOMPS, like NR Tomps, THOMPS, .com. And you can see photographs from past performances. And that link for the EDU project is towards the bottom. And it's just the EDU project. Wixsite.com, and it just looks like a great program. What part of North Carolina are you from?
I'm originally from Raleigh, North Carolina. Yep, born and raised Raleigh-Durham area.
Well, let's get the complete Jasmine Battle story. Now, Jasmine, you can start from birth. tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I am an audio engineer, and I also do composition, and I'm a musician out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and but I'm not from here. I just came here for to continue my education. I'm originally from I was born in New York. I grew up in New Jersey, is where I got a lot of my start musically, and just to fast forward a little bit, I met Natasha years ago on the theater scene. When we connected, I was actually just doing audio engineering, and I compose as a passion of mine. And so when she was open to bringing me in on some projects to collaborate with that was great. I was really, really thankful that she considered me to work with her, because I do like what she does and how she highlights parts of history that not everybody may know about.
Tell me a little bit about Lavender Terrace and how that work came to be and what those going to attend can expect to see and hear.
Yeah, so Lavender Terrace, it all started with an assignment, a text analysis assignment in a class I was taking. But it is based off of Marita Bonner's play, The Purple Flower. That was published in 1928 in the Crisis magazine. And for me, it's an allegory for what Black life was in America at that time. There was a lot of migration from the South to the North for job opportunities and, you know, economic advantages. And there was a lot of backlash about that, you know, that movement. Yeah, Lavender Terrace is just an experimental piece where we're using poetry and music and movement to highlight that history and to see how it's progressed over time or what that progression over time has been.
When you write a work that I guess would best be described as historic fiction, but it's steeped in so much truth, that's an incredible responsibility to tell the story in a way that is authentic and creative, but is also truthful. Mm-hmm. How did you approach that?
Yeah, the first thing was honoring what Marita had put on the page. Just in that first analysis, there was so much beautiful poetic language just in her stage directions alone. I do highly recommend everyone read The Purple Flower in itself. But from there on, after honoring her work, it was just, how do we continue that forward? How do we study what the progression of time has been? And just reflect and meditate on it. It's still an ongoing process. Like, it's still happening.
And does Lavender Terrace take place in 1928, or is it contemporary?
It spans over time. We try to, our impossible question, and Jasmine could tell you about it, my impossible prompt was, what does 100 years of protest sound like? So it spans, we try to span and encapsulate that that entire period of time from 1928 to present day.
Jasmine, I don't mean to give you short shrift. I'm staring at Natasha, and I'm forgetting you're here with us, too.
No, you're fine.
But I'm fascinated, too. Tell me a bit about, I gather Natasha wrote this, but you also got involved, because I can't imagine with the music and the sound design that you don't end up being co-authors both of the work itself and the sound with the work. It's, how can you separate the two? Tell us a bit about what this means to you, Jasmine, in terms of the nature of the work and how it's emerging as a final product.
Certainly. Well, when we approached the project, it was a lot of research and a lot of conversations where Natasha and I just sat down and really dug into the history, because it's a part of our history as well, you know. So that's where I was able to connect with people before me and, you know, paving the way. And that's kind of like where that voice came from, and most of the pieces, kind of like making sure we carry across that feeling of the people of that time through the music and movement. But yeah, just a lot of research and talking about it, just to get a feel for what was going on at that time and how it relates to today, because it definitely still is going on today.
Oh yeah.
Now, we'll have more time to talk, but I want to play a little clip that we have. And can you tell us a little bit about it? I think you're familiar with what we have.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, I was going to ask
Jasmine. Is it Jasmine?
Either one of you. It's a jump ball. Here it is.
I'll jump in. But yeah, I love this piece because of how it just bloomed. It started out as just lyrics, and I wasn't sure where I was going with it. And then understanding, okay, well, now we have lyrics that we need to add to this. So once we were able to get the voice actors and their talent poured through, and our voice actor Runty for the piece that we pulled up, she really encaptured what we were going for, not only with her speaking voice, but with her singing voice as well. And you guys will hear a little bit of that.
And will she be on stage as part of the production, or is she featured through this recorded work?
We actually brought her in and recorded her. Because she's out of North Carolina.
Well, it'll be good to hear this. Should we set up what's happening to help understand it in context?
Yeah, I think this is the first sort of evolution of one of the characters that we're bringing forward, representing the sharecroppers and the field workers of the 1920s, making that first jump to the North, you know, that first step forward. So this is representative of their experience.
Excellent. We're going to hear it together. Natasha Thompson is the voice you just heard. Also here with us today is Jasmine Battle, and we'll talk some more after we take a listen. would help if I pushed the right button. Here we go. Let's listen together.
The soul is watered. With the tears my pores cry. We've made it as beautiful as it is. In air that wraps itself around you and does not yield. We've made it as beautiful as it is, as beautiful as it is. That she might give sustenance, that she might be kind to the next generation of growers who have hopes of making it. Still ain't pretty, but you could tell they worked hard.
Wow. Before we go any further, let's acknowledge that you used some of the words from the original play in that, right? And then can you tell us who the performer was there?
Yeah, so that was Serena Wiley. She's amazing vocalist, and she also, I believe, Jasmine, please correct me if I'm wrong, played some of the instrumentation as well on that track. But yeah, it started out as "Made It As Beautiful As It is Marita's line from the play, and I took that and I wrote a poem, and I said let's either speak it or sing it or figure out how to make a song that represents the early 20s, just that early the early time period, and Jasmine took it and ran. Jasmine and Serena.
So, Jasmine, I was asking Natasha this question about how you honor this particular period of time and how she did it in terms of her words and creation of the play. While you had a role in that, too, your primary role was to figure out what this all sounds like. So I'm curious how you go about doing that, if it's even something you could explain.
Well, yeah, a little bit. Natasha gave some really good references for us to go, and thankfully the references that she gave, I was very, very comfortable with the artists. People like Big Mama Thornton and Nina Simone. And be it that, I did withhold this information. Serena is like a national artist. She's a recording artist, big jazz musician. So she made it easy because we also went to school together. We studied music together. So we were able to dig into some of that history and pull from what was going on with the musicians during that time, too. So it wasn't too hard because you can hear a lot of the suffering, the pain. You can hear a lot of the emotion in Big Mama Thornton and Nina Simone. So those two artists played a big part in this composition.
Yeah, I can see that. Both of those artists in their own way. Trying to think of when Big Mama Thornton was born, she would have lived through some of this period, I think. Not Nina Simone, but the emotion of Nina Simone's singing just would mix so well with this to inform the choices that you ended up making. That had to be quite the process. I should mention, too, you're in North Carolina right now, which is why you're not here with us. You still make your home in Raleigh?
Yes. Yes, I do. I've settled here. I like it. It's a bit better paced than New York or New Jersey.
It's one of the nice things if you can work remotely and do the work that you're doing and collaborate this way. So how can folks see this production? Lavender Terrace is going to open December 2nd. There's only two live shows, December 2nd and December 3rd. Mm-hmm. It's at the New Hazlett Theater. Can you just go to their website to reserve tickets?
Yeah, you can go to the website and reserve tickets. We're also going to be recording the show, so it'll be rebroadcast. I don't have the exact dates, but after the performance, it'll be rebroadcast. So if you're not able to catch it live, there's going to be another opportunity to check it out via the website.
Excellent. And you can, that website is the New Hazlett Theater's website, which we've linked to. Easy to get to from our website. But if you need to hear it right now, it's simply newhazletttheater.org, and you'll see it right on the front page, Lavender Terrace, December 2nd and December 3rd. Is there anything else? I'll turn to you first, Jasmine, that you'd like to add that I maybe didn't give you space to talk about?
No, that pretty much sums it up. I want to thank Natasha for having me a part of it, and I'm really excited to see the whole thing put together.
I am as well. Congratulations. And Natasha, anything you'd like to add?
No, thank you, everybody. I mean, the history is deep. The history is beautiful. It is our foundation. I'm excited to share what we've created and learned.
Thank you to both of you for being here with us, Natasha Thompson and also Jasmine Battle. And the work is called Lavender Terrace, the New Hazlett Theater Community Supported Art Series, December 2nd and December 3rd.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. Yes, you told me you was high class, but I can see through that. And daddy, I know you ain't no real cool cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog with Snoop and Mama Dope. You just a hound dog Snoopy Ramado. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. Oh, plenty of things more. Oh, listen to them old hound dogs. Oh, plenty, it's all right up here. Now listen to that old hound dog howl.
Big Mama Thornton. Maybe the Sound Hound needs to get together with Big Mama. We are going to celebrate birthdays next, live here on the Saturday Light Brigade. You have a birthday today or in the coming week. Somebody may have sent it in, so let's find out together. Steve Pallera celebrates today. Also, today it's the anniversary of Ed and Lorraine of Cheswick. Your family wishes you a happy birthday. Tomorrow, Mrs. Edwards, happy birthday to you. She's in Monroeville. And also, Officer Krolicki at Carnegie Mellon, happy birthday to you from your family. Ella of Penn Hills, Michael of Loyal Hannah, also tomorrow. And Susie of Highland Park, now in Alexandria. Susie is turning 50 this year, along with Sesame Street and Starbucks. Writes your birthday secret birthday writer. Happy birthday to you, Susie. Happy birthday to Bruce on November 29th. Also to Carol from Lisa and Joan. Thomas of Westview from Melissa and Hannah. Connor of Allison Park for Mom and Dad and Alex and Christian. Also on the 29th, we have Cameron of St. Augustine, Florida. And Lori of Oregon from Kate and Anna and Dave. On November 30th, we have Tom from Nick of West Mifflin. Alan from Jean. Jesse from Tom and Lena, Brianna of Crafton Heights from Mom, Dad, Mimi, and Pap, Reese of Mount Lebanon from Baba. On December 1st, we have Jesse of Allison Park, Paul of Lawrenceville from the Dolby family, Hattie from the Doherty family, Jack of Indiana from Mom, Dad, and Noah, Jean of Rilton, Pennsylvania, and Pat of Greensburg. From Beth, Sue, Cindy, Barry, Dave, Julia, Chris, Calvin, and all of the animals as well. On December 2nd, we have Ken of Castle Shannon, from Jan, Lane and Quinn, also from the Doherty family, Chloe from Jackie and Ed, Aaron. We have Aaron of Korkowski from your family. Happy birthday. Alex from Pam and Rhett. Yvonne from Ray. Morgan from Fred and Linda and Collier. Little Potato Morgan is not quite 30 yet. 28 years of age. Happy 28th birthday. Avery, happy birthday to you. Avery is 15 on December 2nd. Jen and John, wish you a happy birthday. Dot and Jeff, happy anniversary to you from your sister Philomena. Finally, on Friday, we have Clara Jane of Baltimore from Craig and Macon, and Kayla of New Kensington from Carol.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A., 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and just like Mrs. Edwards, who just wrote to us, we will make sure a uniformed United States governmental employee hand delivers a Saturday Light Brigade birthday card to that person. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and PCTV Comcast 21 Verizon 47 Pittsburgh.
Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Aurélie Jacquet. I study at Purdue University, Indiana, and I work on traditional medicine and trying to use the knowledge of the people to find a cure for Parkinson's disease. I really want to talk about sage. Since the Greeks and ancient Egyptians, it is known to be really helpful as a medicine. I mean, people use it for like cough and sore throat and strengthen nervous system, which is good for my research. But for the Native Americans, it's also a sacred plant. If we try to reduce our consumption of drugs by using some herbal medicine, maybe it can help our environment. I think that's something we can talk about with the physician and try to consider. Usually it grows in dried areas. It's tricky because there are different types of sage. Like there is the Artemisia and the Salvia genus. Both are called sage, but they are different species. So sage is so common that everything is called sage. So if you go to the store or like the herb nursery and buy sage, usually it's the officinal sage, and so the leaves are small and thick. It has really pretty flowers. It's green, and when you touch it, you can smell the sage on your fingers.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.
Look for the Herbs in Action podcast wherever you look for podcasts.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure 'em.